In most quantitative research, randomized sampling is preferred as it contains a large population or number of data sets. This is in contrast to qualitative research, which may use purposeful sampling to interview or observe a small group rather than sample an entire population. In random sampling, the researcher draws a representative sample to prevent a biased sample. Random sampling means that each member of the population has the same chance of being selected as other members in the same group. For instance, an example of simple random sampling may be drawing a name out of a hat. Systematic sampling refers to selecting every nth participant. There's a weakness related to this sampling technique. If the list of participants is arranged in a particular order, this will confound the sample. Convenient sampling refers to providing whomever is in the class or group an available sample. Most educational research is limited by the use of convenient sampling, which may be less representative of a population and difficult to generalize. In stratified sampling, the sample is divided into subgroups or strata, and random samples can be drawn from the strata. This is referenced as stratified random sampling. For instance, a subgroup could be age, education, gender, or previous years of musical experience. Purposeful sampling occurs when the researchers select particular elements from the population to be representative or informative about the topic of interest. If you are studying effective teaching, it may be informative to observe expert or master teachers. These individuals could serve as a purposeful sample.